Dan Marsden, you are ex-director of Savills, and now you help agents and traditional businesses grow through using social media, training, accountability. Do you think businesses are transparent enough to let their staff know where the business is going and how it can help them grow their business?
Short answer is no. I think there are enormous benefits for having transparency in that business, for business leaders to make their teams aware of, you know, if they've said in a meeting, I want you here, with no idea of how to get there, it's quite obvious looking at, let's say, the P&L, let's say the forecasting, let's say whatever you've got, financial tools you have. I think financial management inside a company, not just for the leaders to show to a bank or to show to anybody else, I think if you show a team that you want to get here by the end of the year and this is how we've got to do it, then all the activities that you set out to do that thing make sense. And then at the end of quarter one, for example, things aren't quite happening. Your team know why you're concerned. Your team know why you're pulling them up.
Are you actually saying get your P&L out and showing where the wages, the portal costs, the advertising costs?
I mean, there are different views on transparency on wages.
You could lump it all together, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure where I sit on showing people individual salaries. I think that's a question for recruitment, interviewing, all that sort of stuff. People will pitch better at an interview than the bloke next door that does the same job. That's life. I'm not sure where I stand on that. Where I do stand is if you just show the business costs and split them down to the core things and say, look, this is where we need to be by the end of quarter two because we need this and this is what our cost base is. I think it's really important that staff understand that. Without that, I don't think you can have the accountability at the end of it to say, you lot are bloody useless, you haven't got us there because you haven't got us there. That's not good enough. And I think that's harsh.
Do you think bosses are worried that they're giving too much away to their team?
I think they need to worry more about losing good people because they don't share that with them. I think, you know, you've got to treat your staff like adults. And if you feel like you can't do that, then you've employed the wrong people. You know, I think everybody has to pull in the same direction. For everybody to pull in the same direction, you've got to show them where you need to be and how you get there.
Okay, so if there's a boss watching this, what advice would you do? How would you start that process off? Is it a case of just getting everyone together and showing them the numbers?
Grasp the nettle. Yeah, I think so.
Scary as hell though, mate.
It's scary, but it's scarier to lose people to other companies that are prepared to have that sort of more open approach to their business, that are investing more in their teams, that do trust them with big decisions. If you give people the reasoning why you're asking them to do certain things, why we're spending 10 grand on marketing here, but we want this from it, and you're measuring and you're doing, that process is a lot easier. And it works. I've seen it work because my old team I've worked in new homes, I had a team of 20 people. All of those 20 people had full sight of the P&L. It sat on a drive. You know, they could look at it all they liked. So when we said this is where we need to be by the end of this quarter, they knew we had to be there at the end of this quarter. Otherwise, there's a knock-on effect. And ultimately, if you're working in a company that's salaried and bonused, people then understand why the bonus is affected. But by the same token, if they improve what they're doing, they get more bonus. So it can only be a good thing. And I think there's nervousness for certain people, either A, because their businesses aren't doing very well, or somebody might challenge a decision they're making on spending money in a certain direction. I think people should not be nervous about it. I think if you're confident in what you're doing, then open it up. Show sort of a redacted version of it, but show them something that illustrates why you need to be here at a certain point. That's kind of it.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.